أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به وما النصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم. ليقطع طرفا من الذين كفروا أو يكبتهم فينقلبوا خائبين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss today, inshallah, verses number 126 and 127 of Surah Ali Imran. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala promised the descending of malaika, of angels, to the battlefield at the time of the Battle of Badr. The numbers varied, we discussed and we reconciled between that 1,000, 3,000 or 5,000. But there is one pertinent question that one may ask, is when we looked at history, then one angel, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, was sufficient to turn upside down the cities of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam with one portion of one wing. And that also it came in the narration that if there was a glass of water that was filled to the brim, it was done with such precision and such might that even a drop from that glass would have not spilt. So if it was so, then why did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala send down so many malaika? One angel would have been sufficient. And the second is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent on this battle malaika. Then other battles, one or two, like at the time of Hunain, we found that malaika was sent. But otherwise, we didn't find the presence of malaika spoken about in the Quran and Hadith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies these issues. And Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make but a bushra, a means of glad tidings for you, O ummat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent down these angels because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to have won the war because or through them, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent them more because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wanted to give glad tidings to you that لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that Allah Ta'ala's nusrat will come down because of your taqwa, because of your sabr, and you responded to the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in literally split seconds. You were ready to leave in whatever condition you were in, and hence because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give you the glad tidings, and because of that glad tidings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these angels merely as a glad tiding. The whole objective was not to win war, the whole objection was not to claim land. The object in actual fact was that you go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Going out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create more steadfastness in so far as your heart is concerned. It will increase the quality of your own iman. Those that give their lives for the sake of Allah ta'ala, they will gain shahadat. So there's a whole host of other matters that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept also as objectives in so far as jihad fi sabilillah is concerned. It is not only about winning the battle. Secondly, how was this bushra in Surah Anfal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in different details, but the gist of all of it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded the malaika to slay the necks of the kuffar of the Quraysh, and some sahaba had, Sahal ibn Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had stated that I saw this kafir, I saw him standing and suddenly I saw his head fall off. So how it happened when there was no human around? And then he realized and he said, I sense that it was the malaika that were present at that time, some of them said that we heard Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam shout charge, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum aware that there is this presence of malaika. And obviously the presence of malaika has its own aura, it has its own awe, and sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in that way had become aware that now the malaika are also on their side. And then secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ, and so that your hearts will gain resolute peacefulness. In other words, you were in a state of difficulty insofar as your hearts were concerned. There was restlessness in your hearts, and now there was this need to create not only peace, but there was this need to create resolute peacefulness in your hearts, so that you may go forth and fight in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that also now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had fulfilled this aim and objective by sending down and descending the malaika. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, and there is no nusrat, there is no help but from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Who is this Allah? Allah says, Al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is almighty. There is no one that can ward off, and there is no one that can defend against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hakim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when to send down the nusrat, how to send down the nusrat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His wisdom will do according to as the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so demands. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, the next reason is this, لِيَقْطَعَ طَرَفًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, so that a group from those who disbelieve be annihilated, they be cut off, they be destroyed. And that is exactly what happened, that some of the major and senior leaders amongst the Quraysh were killed in this battle. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this way created the first weakness for the Quraysh, when 70 of the leaders were killed. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the first weakness, that now human resources were lost. And then after that we see in Islamic history they began to lose insofar as the financial resources were concerned. أَوْ يَكْبِتَهُمْ فَيَنْقَلِبُوا خَائِبِينَ, or they become humiliated, or the third option will be this, that they will return absolutely as failures, they would return to Makkah Mukarramah. In other words, what they sought out to destroy Islam, they sought out to destroy Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, but mission failed. They did not accomplish any one of what they had tried to do with all the resources that they had, the human resources, the military resources, the financial resources. All of it was of to absolutely no avail, simply because the nusrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was there, and that was in response to the two qualities that the sahaba had. One was sabr and the other was taqwa. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.